I live in truth in me. I live in truth with me. I live in truth with me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, and all sorts of good places, and Absolute Monastery. Here we are on Thanksgiving Day, letting the Absolute Philosopher share some ideas with us about living in truth with me. One of the biggest problems that we have in our life has always been that we live in truth with others. We see other people violating the rules. We see other people violating the laws. We see other people doing things which are contrary to what we feel the truth is. And then we judge them, and as we judge them, then we are judged. Because with what judgment we judge, so are we judged. And so what we want to do, which is a wonderful experience, is to live in truth with me. Now, if we can start today by listing all of the things that are the truth about us, we will have a list that will never end. It will take us a number of dimensions of lifetimes to experience the list of truth about us. What is a truth about us? A truth about us is, number one, and really quite wonderful, I am divine. I am divine. I'm out of a divine source. I'm out of a divine reality, and I'm expressing the divinity that I am. I'm divine. Now, we like to say, be yourself and have fun, and all that is fine and dandy, but are you divine? And then we have affirmations by Gazoo. And these affirmations are wonderful to think about and wonderful to pay attention to. And what are these affirmations? These affirmations are statements of truth about ourselves. I am whole and perfect. Now, that's an affirmation of truth about ourselves. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's an affirmation of truth about ourselves. I live in a sick, unhappy body, which is not going to last very long. I'm going to have a short life. Well, now, who would make a statement like that? I mean, people make them. They make them. How do you feel today? Oh, kind of sickly. And what did the doctor have to say? Oh, the doctor says, if I don't shape up, that I'm going to die, and these are things that are going to happen, and my liver isn't going to last, and nothing's going to come along or anything, and everything's going to go kaput, kaput, kaput. And, hey, is that what you create? Is that the story you're sending out in the world? Now, it's not the truth about you, but it's an image that you have a right to make. Do you have a right to take the long road to go to your summer vacation? Sure. You can go from here around the world to where you're going, which could be only a couple miles away, or you could go direct. Now, we go around the world whenever we say we are sick, we are unhappy, whenever we say anything about ourselves which is not the truth, which is not our eternal reality. First person, present tense, positive. If we ever say anything that's not our eternal reality, then we are empowering that to be. And empowering that to be is not a bad thing. What? It's not a bad thing to have negative things happening? No. Mm-mm. The law, the principle, works regardless of what we think and do. And if we want to think negative things for ourselves, the principle will say, oh, you want to play the game of being a sick person? I'm not sure I know just how to do that, but we'll figure it out as we go along. So now we'll give you dropsy, we'll give you eyes that fall out, we'll give you ears that can't hear, we'll give you a head that's full of headaches, we'll give, hey, I don't want that. Well, then why are you saying that you're sick? You know, when you say, I am sick, you are saying, I am categorically sick. I am sick in mind, sick in body, sick in spirit, sick in everything, you see? And we don't dare say, I am ill. We don't dare say that. That's not the truth about us. What is our original purity and integrity? Wholeness. What is our original purity and integrity? Integrity. Happiness, joy, peace, harmony, love, goodness. All of the positive virtues that we can possibly think about. And what is really our original purity and integrity? Our real original purity and integrity. It is knowing who we are. We are divine. Now, why did Adam and Eve leave the original purity and integrity? Because they knew positive and negative, they knew right and wrong, and in knowing right and wrong, they were not able to judge what was right and what was wrong. They began to look at the things they did and to say about the things that they did that they were not right. And all of a sudden, things start happening. What is the biggest word that ends up with right and wrong? Judgment. Now, can you imagine Eve looking at Adam and saying, "You silly nut. You know, you don't know nothing. I'm going to name everything." You know, Mark Twain wrote a beautiful book on the first chapter of Genesis, and it's a lovely book. Humorous. Stupid! Because it has Eve naming everything, and Adam is kind of stupid. Adam is going around saying, where'd that kid come from? Where'd the thing come from? I went away for a couple of days, and I come back, and here you got a kid. You know, where'd he come from? Well, did you find him in the lake? Is he a fish? You know, what is this here all about? And Eve says, that is a child. I have a child for you. And Adam says, hey, cool, that's interesting, you know. And so they have their loving relationships, and they have their sex, and they have this and that. And then along comes another kid. And Adam says, the minute I leave the house, you have a kid. You know, I go away for a couple of days, and I come back, and here you got a kid. And, you know, is that another fish you got out of the lake out there, you know? And it's a charming book. It's ludicrous and silly in many ways, but it's what we think. And it's filled with judgment. Instead of having Adam say, wow, what a great new experience for us to have this little person here. And what's he going to become? How are we going to raise him? Let's raise him in love and happiness. But, you know, the creators of the Bible could have created it in such a positive first-person present tense thing. But do you know why the creators of the Bible didn't do that? They had a community to control. They had a people to manipulate. And so they had to put these threatening things out so that the people would behave. Now, you say, well, really, that's not true. But yes, it is. It's very true. You see, when we know the truth about us, there's nothing to behave, because we're always doing for our highest and best. We're always doing lovely things. We're always doing beautiful things. Could Adam do any wrong? No. Could Eve do any wrong? No. What did they do? You see, God theoretically was sending them out of the Garden of Eden because they knew of good and evil. And now, what is this telling you? This is telling you that in the Garden of Evil, in the Garden of Eden, there is no evil. In the Garden of Eden, there is no evil. And that's why God had to cast them out of the garden. That's why God had to cast them out of his presence. Because in God's presence, though the knowledge of good and evil was there, though the law of cause and effect was there, God did not proclaim it to be right or wrong. God merely proclaimed that which it wants to experience, it experiences. Now, could all of the difficulties of the world be? Yes. Could all of the good stuff of the world be? Yes. And what is it that we want it to be? How do we want it to be? How do we want it to be in our life? What is the truth about you? What is the truth about me? The truth is that we are divine. The truth is that we are the creator of our world. The truth is that we use principle. And principle has no right and wrong to it. Law of cause and effect, no right and wrong to it. It merely responds to whatever thought we have. So it's up to us to begin to start thinking about what is positive in our life. What is it we want to experience? Do we want to experience health, harmony, happiness, wholeness, goodness, truth? Then speak only that. The three monkeys were, I see no evil, I speak no evil, I hear no evil. The three monkeys should have been, I see only good, I hear only good, and I do only good, you know? And, or not even good, I do joyous, healthy, wonderful things, you know. And now Ellen is having an interesting experience with Button. Button is a very gentle, loving dog, and Button is putting his paw up to get Ellen's attention for petting and for feeding and for other good things that he wants. Now, Ellen is creating him. Ouch! Oh, that, I don't like that. That hurts me. You're scratching me. Now, if Ellen would just say, Button, no. Button, but look at me and snuggle me with your beard. Snuggle me with your beard, and then I will pet you too. But no pawing me and scratching me. Now, you see, she doesn't say no pawing me and scratching me, does she? Because then she empowers that. What does she say? Snuggle me with your beard. And so he will snuggle you with your beard. But he has to be trained in that because you have allowed him to scratch you for now the 5 or 6 years that you've had him. And in that process, he has gotten the habit of doing that to get your attention. Now, let him come and snuggle. What does a kitten do when they want your attention? They rub themselves against your leg and they purr. Well, now teach Button to do that. Teach him to rub himself against your leg and purr. And when you do that, you will find that the truth of what you want as a relationship with him is done. But so long as you keep thinking, he paws, lifts his paw on me, and his paw is rough from having run out in the mountains and so forth, and so it hurts my leg when he does that. And he lifts his paw on me, and when his paw is lifted on me, it hurts me. He lifts his paw on me, and it hurts me. He lifts his paw on me, and it hurts me. Ellen, what is it that you should be saying? He snuggles me to get attention, right? He snuggles me. Ellen, what do you want him to, what do you want your baby to do, Ellen? You want your baby to cry and yummer, or you want your baby to smile and sing happy songs and be content and be fulfilled, right?
Right.
Okay, then do not empower the opposite. Because whatever, and truth is both. That's something we have to remember too. Truth is both. Truth is principle. And truth is both the child yammering and the child acting good and beautiful and wonderful. So, what is the truth? We say our topic, I live in truth with me. So, what is it that is with you? What is it that is important for you? Make that decision and then enjoy life. And you'll find that you can do it now. So have a lovely Thanksgiving evening and eat a lot of good turkey and a lot of other good stuff. And if you're vegetarian, enjoy that too. So this is Dr. Herbert O'Varley wishing you a happy Thanksgiving and a happy life and a happy world. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.